That's all right.
It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a gift every week.
You win a gift?
A gift every week, free.
How do you do that?
All you have to do is go to beunique.org. And listen to the show and follow the show. You can go to Be Unique Radio and follow any of our pages, any Be Unique page, Be Unique Radio page, Be Unique Magazine. You can comment on anybody's post. I share stuff, comment on something I share. Your name gets put in the pot and you get a free gift.
Every week. And we mail it wherever you are.
Wherever you are, yes. Wherever you are.
I totally blew Gene away just now because he was ready to play my little bit of warning music because we do have a side effect that comes with this show. And almost and undoubtedly, indubitably, you're going to have jocularity because I tend to lose my crackers every now and then. Or as Zachary says, my pickle gets tickled. And we try to increase your knowledge and we give you 15 minutes, we'll give you a break. It's a great way to spend 15 minutes.
Yeah, jocularity and knowledge.
Jocularity and knowledge.
We are full of it.
We're full of something. Now, a couple of days ago, or maybe it was just yesterday, depending on how you're listening to the show, Gene and I were talking, and he said he had a funny shape. And I said, what? Like a Pythagorean? And then I realized I didn't know what I was talking about. But I did know what I was talking about. I just didn't know that I knew that I knew what I was talking about. So I decided that today's word of the day should be Pythagorean.
Yeah,
it's
good.
And in mathematics, the Pythagorean theorem, or Pythagoras' theorem, is a fundamental relation in Euclidean geometry, a lot of big words today, among the three sides of a right triangle. It states that the area of the square whose side is the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the area of the squares on the other two sides, which made me wonder, what the heck is a hypotenuse?
Yeah.
A hypotenuse in geometry is the longest side of a right-angled triangle. It's the side opposite the right triangle. And if you know anything about right triangles, as opposed to wrong triangles or left triangles, a right triangle has a 90-degree
angle
in the corner. That's what makes it a right triangle. And the length of the hypotenuse can be found using the Pythagorean theorem, which states that the square of the length of the hypotenuse equals the sum of the squares of the lengths of the other two sides. And I really felt sad because the hypotenuse is the long side of a right triangle and the other two are just called legs.
Are they?
They're called legs.
I didn't know
you've
that.
Got a leg and a leg, and then you've got a hypotenuse.
Well, I have a feeling that maybe that's a right triangle. I wonder if a regular triangle that has a certain name.
Oh.
It's eluding me.
Well, let's find
it's
out.
Where all three sides are the same size.
Triangle names. We have a triangle with all sides equal. Being equilateral.
Equilateral. Oh my
gosh. A triangle with two sides equal is called isosceles.
Okay.
And a triangle with all sides of a different length is called a scalene.
Oh, okay.
There are seven kinds of triangles.
Oh my, really? I had no idea.
Yes. They are equilateral, which we talked about, right isosceles, obtuse isosceles, acute isosceles, right scalene, obtuse scalene, and acute scalene.
Oh, very cool.
But that makes me wonder, what does obtuse mean?
Well, I think those describe how sharp the angles are. Like if it's a skinny, pointy angle.
Well, it does. If it's more than 90 degrees and less than 180 degrees, it is obtuse. But it's also an annoyingly insensitive or slow to understand human being. And I want to know what an acute means, because I think my grandson is a cute person.
A cute guy.
He's a cute kid.
Yeah.
He always was. Now he's turning into a handsome young man.
Excellent. But
acute means severe. It's an unwelcome situation, present or experienced to a severe, intense degree, or showing a shrewd understanding. And I don't know, acute mean very serious. Okay, so it's a serious type little angle in there. So that's what the seven kinds of triangles are. And all because you said you were shaped
funny.
And I thought that hypotenuse was a funny word.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about hypotenuse when I thought of Pythagorean.
Yeah.
So I'm circling around here. Did you know there's something called a true triangle? A triangle is a polygon of three edges and three vertices. There's another mathematical word we need to look up. What is a vertice?
Mary, I love math. I didn't do well. I didn't understand it at all until I got to college and I had a great algebra teacher. And it's like doing puzzles. You know? It's like magic almost. You can just make things work.
Well, a vertices is the plural of vertex,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is often denoted by letters. I don't know why it says PQRS. I've seen them ABC. But anyway, it's a point where two or more curves, lines, or edges meet. A vertex, kind of like a vortex. But it's the angular point of a polygon, polyhedron, or other figure. Here we go with more words that I love these words.
Oh, yeah,
mathematical words are fun.
Yeah.
But it's one of the basic shapes in geometry, a triangle. And if the vertices A, B, and C are denoted, then you've got a true triangle. In Euclidean geometry, and Euclides, let's see, that was his name, I believe. He was, I believe, a Greek. Well, let's just look it up. Relating to the system of geometry based on the work of Euclid and corresponding to the geometry of ordinary experience. And I want to know, who is Euclid?
He was a Greek guy
from Alexandria. And there was also Euclid of Megara. But Euclid of Alexandria was a Greek mathematician, often referred to as the founder of geometry or the father of geometry.
Very cool. That's one of my favorites, is geometry.
Yeah, I loved geometry. I wasn't too crazy about calculus. It was a little bit frightening, but I survived. So we know about Euclid. We know about the Euclidean geometry. Let's go back to the vertex. No, I think we finished with the vertex, didn't we? I don't want to get myself ahead of myself, which I do a lot. In Euclidean geometry, any three points, when non-collinear, determine a unique triangle and simultaneously a unique plane, then you've got your true triangle.
So they're saying if the lines are not infinite, if the lines are finite.
Correct.
So, okay. So it's a self-contained triangle.
Did you know that a triangle has six parts?
Three sides, an inside, and an outside. That's five. I don't know.
You have the adjacent. The two sides of a triangle which form a particular vertex are referred to as adjacent to that angle.
Okay.
You have the opposite, a base, an apex, the height. And I guess that's it.
Well, I'll tell you what, all this is fine and dandy, but, you know, when it comes down to actually what's it good for other than just having fun, well, I want to tell you that I've used the Pythagorean theorem more than once in my life for practical measures.
To determine a hypotenuse.
Well, yes, and the thing is, I've done some things like tiling and painting and covering surfaces, let's say. And a lot of times they're not square, and you got to figure out how much you got material to order. So you're trying to figure out how many tiles it takes to tile a triangular room, or there's two triangles and then a big square part. So basically, if you can figure out two sides, you can figure out how many is going to go across the center, because you can just do the algebra with it, that a squared plus b squared equals c squared.
Exactly. And then you have the area you need to cover it, whether it's with paint or tile or sod in your yard.
It's the area of a triangle that you had to learn back in school, but it's what I use it for. The other thing that's, if you never thought about it, you want to also figure, you got a triangle. Once you figure out the sides, you can actually double the two sides of a triangle, a squared and b squared. You can just take the length of that and the length of the other side, and then double it, pretending it's a square.
Yeah, because if you flip a triangle over on its edge, on its hypotenuse, you have a perfect square.
Yeah, exactly. It's like opening a turnover, a pastry turnover,
yes,
a square.
And I don't like opening pastry turnovers. I like biting into them.
Well, yes, I understand.
They're so much more fun that way.
Yeah.
And tasty, but they're not necessarily good, because they're made with either a croissant or phyllo dough, and that's got a lot of fat in it.
Yeah.
A lot of unhealthy fat.
Well, you know, and that's the thing about it, I've learned that if I just have a little bit of that, I can have some.
Yes.
I had a cruller yesterday.
Oh.
And that's totally not, but I first one I've had in probably 10 years, so.
I'm sure you had it with coffee.
I did with coffee, which I'm trying to drink less coffee now. I've learned about myself. I'm changing my habits, and honestly, I didn't realize to what extent. I was reading a couple of different sources that talk about the effects of caffeine, large amounts of caffeine on our body.
Yes.
You know, and especially with like the pineal gland and this aura and that sort of thing, which I'm pretty committed to babying at this point. Now I can't do that because we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
It's time to go. Now, we're happy everybody chose to take a break with us today. Thank you so much for listening, and look forward to hearing from you online. Visit BeUnique.org for details about all our great shows.
That's BUNEKE.org.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
See y'all.
Bye-bye.